A song that has been sticking with me today is the song, I'll Be Home for Christmas. The last Christmas Mass held here was 2 years ago, because last year at this time we were still building. And so it's great to be back home for Christmas. I would like to welcome those of you who are here back home. If you're visiting, I hope your stay is very good, and I hope that your travels are safe. For those of you who are not home for Christmas, I welcome you to the St. Wenceslaus family, and I hope that your time here at this Mass brings you comfort and peace as you are away from home. There's a lot of planning that goes into Masses for Christmas and Easter. I want to thank my staff who have worked so hard to decorate. I thank Priscilla and the choir for all of their work. And I thank all of you for coming to acknowledge the birth of Jesus Christ. We are here, my dear people, to acknowledge the birth of our only hope to get to heaven. Jesus Christ, true God, true man, Savior of the world, born in Bethlehem. Bethlehem, that word that means house of bread. Jesus Christ is not just one way to heaven or a way to heaven. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. There is no other name through which we can possibly be saved. And so we are here to acknowledge the birth of our only hope to make it. And I commend you for doing that. Deacon Stockert read that gospel. Did you listen to it all? The first 17 verses of the Gospel of Matthew. She did. There are a couple gospels that when they begin, let's be honest with each other. There are a couple gospels that when they begin, we say to ourselves, oh, not that again. Maybe the prodigal son is another one. A man had two sons. Oh, not that again. The genealogy of Jesus Christ. Oh, really? What shopping do I have left? This gospel, though, is a gospel we hear every time of year at this year, because it's our story, okay? The genealogy of Jesus Christ describes the spiritual history of Israel. The spiritual history of Israel is our history. And as that gospel concluded, the genealogy is divided into three parts because our history is divided into three parts. The part from Abraham to David is the part when Israel was great. They were in God's favor. They obeyed God, and they were successful. Their crops grew. The children were above average. Whatever they were winning, whatever you want to say. They were great. Between Abraham and David, they were great. Then from David to the exile, the Babylonian exile, they fell from greatness. That's when they thought they could be God. That's when they thought they didn't need God. That's when they thought they might be angry with God. They fell from greatness. And they all had to leave their country to be in exile in a foreign land. And then from the exile to Jesus Christ, the final period of their history was the period when they were restored to greatness through Jesus Christ. They were great. They fell from greatness. They had to be restored. That's our life. We were great. We were created great. Before Genesis chapter 3, we were created to be in paradise. We were not created to get sick or to die or to get old. We were created to live in paradise. But then we thought we wanted to be God. Then we thought we didn't need God. Then we thought we wanted to know like God knows. Then we thought. And we fell from greatness. And then Jesus Christ comes to restore us. God does not abandon us. God did not give up on us. And we are restored. If we believe in Jesus Christ, we will be restored to greatness. That's what we are here to celebrate tonight. The birth of that hope of being restored. And besides, what would this time of year be like without Christmas? For those who don't believe, what is this time of year like? For those that believe in themselves, we just had the darkest, coldest night of the year. What would winter be like without this to celebrate? So, we have a manger scene here, which we are now going to bless. The wise men here are a little ways off. They're on their way, lost in the poinsettias a bit. But the shepherds were there on this night. We will bless this manger scene, which reminds us that the Savior of the world was born as a helpless child in a manger. And then we will pray the creed. When we pray the creed, we will pause, as the church does all throughout the world tonight. We will pause and we will kneel when we profess the mystery of the incarnation. But first, let me say, as I always say in this parish of Czech heritage, my greetings to you, which were forced upon me unwillingly 20 years ago as a young priest, and I still remember them today. So to all of the Czechs who have founded this parish long ago, we don't forget them. And I say to all of you, in memory of them, Spejo vám a veselé Vánoce a šťastný nový rok, Kristu se narodil. I wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Christ is born.